morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the first half-year results 2014-2015. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning and welcome to our conference call on EVN's half-year results for the 2014-15 financial year. Before I start with the details of the first half-year results, I would like to give you an overview of the major business developments in the first half-year. In the energy business, I would first like to point to the fact that we could significantly increase our electricity production during the reporting period. Above all, this resulted from the first time full operations at the Walsum power plant over the entire period. However, there was also considerable short-term use of natural gas power plants Theiss and Korneuburg for the purpose of supporting network reliability both in Austria and Germany. Finally, with the step-by-step commissioning of the Porthes-Ollersdorf wind park, we could significantly increase our wind power capacities. In total, this new wind park will have a capacity of 37 megawatts. Besides quantity effects, the energy business was also affected by price effects. While in Lower Austria, network tariffs for natural gas and electricity were reduced by a decision of the Austrian E-Control Commission, in Bulgaria, prices for heat and electricity were raised by the local regulatory authorities. In the environmental service business, as already announced in the first quarter of this financial year, we were able to conclude the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant to the supply and wastewater disposal company of the city of Moscow for 250 million euros. In March, the plant was successfully commissioned and transferred to the city ownership after a 72-hour test. Together with the positive developments in the energy segments, this led to an increase in group EBITDA and EBIT. Group net result remained quite stable in a year-on-year comparison. Before going into the details of the group's P&L, let me briefly mention that our Standard & Poor's rating in the investment grade of BBB+ with stable outlook has been confirmed during the latest rating review this April. After this introduction, let's now turn to our group results in more detail. Group's total revenue rose by 6.5% to 1.2 billion euros. As discussed before, this resulted on one hand from the increase in electricity production from thermal and renewable energy sources, and on the other hand from the fact that we could increase our natural gas sales activities in spite of the relatively mild winter temperatures in Austria. However, these positive developments were moderated to some extent by the reduction in network tariffs in Lower Austria. In total, operating result improved significantly. EBITDA rose 18.1% to 384 million euros and EBIT 19.5% to 237.5 million euros. Above all, this related from the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant, which led to an increase in other operating income as well as from the share of results from equity accounted investees with operation nature, which rose by 17.2% to 105.2 million euros. This is mainly related to higher earnings contributions from Ruhl Aufsuchungs AG and the Energieburgenland AG. Higher operating expenses due to higher cost of electricity purchases from third parties and primary energy expenses as well as higher cost of materials and services could not offset the before mentioned positive effects. A significantly lower dividend payment from Verbund AG as well as the termination of the hedge for the financing of the sodium hypochlorite plant and the cost for the related investment guarantee from the Federal Republic of Germany led to a decline of the financial results from 9.4 million euros in the previous year to minus 22 million euros in the reporting period. On balance, group net result amounted to 165.4 million euros and thus remained quite stable on a year-to-year comparison. Now let's turn to the group's balance sheet. We are proud of the solidity and stability of our balance sheet structure. The reporting period brought an increase of 2.3% in equity to 2,693.7 million euros. This is related to the positive earnings recorded for the first half of 2014-15, which could not be offset by the dividend payment of 42 euro cents per share in January 2015 and by the decline in the valuation reserve. As a consequence, equity ratio increased from 38.5% to 40.3%. Moreover, what I would like to emphasize here is the fact that we could further reduce our net debt to 1,359.4 million euros, which resulted in a reduction of the gearing ratio from 61.6% to 50.5% since the last financial year end. on slide 5, you will now see the split of the EBITDA contribution by each segment. The most important driver of positive EBITDA contribution in the first half year were the generation segment, where the increase in production had a positive impact, the energy supply Southeast Europe segment, which benefited from both positive quantity and price effects, and last but not least, the environmental service segment, where on one hand the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant, on the other hand higher revenue from thermal waste utilization, water supply and Lower Austria positively affected EBITDA. Conversely, EBITDA declined in the energy trade and supply segment due to lower demand from household customers and in the network infrastructure segment resulting from the reduction in the network tariffs. And now let's move on to the business development by segments. Firstly, we'll discuss the generation segment in more detail. In total, electricity production rose by 34% to 2,486 gigawatt-hours in the first half of 2014-15, based on higher production from renewable energy sources in our thermal power plants. The production from renewable energy sources increased based on a year-to-year increase in water flow and wind conditions, however, above all, due to the full operations in the Prellenkirchen wind park and the step-by-step commissioning of the Protis-Ollersdorf wind park. The increase in the thermal production was supported by full operation throughout the entire pre-reporting period at the Walsum power plant. In addition, the Theiss and Kornalberg natural gas power plants, which are used to provide reserve capacity, were called on more frequently by the Austrian-German transmission network operators to ensure network stability. All in all, this led to an increase in revenue by 34.4% to 123.3 million euros. On the cost side, operating expenses rose due to the procurement costs for energy carriers required for full operations in the Duisburg-Walsum power plant. However, by means of further market-related optimization measures in our thermal power plants, we were able to partly offset that development. Depreciation and amortization increased by 89.9% to 44.3 million euros. In addition to the increase in scheduled depreciation that resulted from full operations at the Walsum power plant, an impairment loss of 17.8 million euros was recognized to the Tünura power plant. This was based on the closing of the production unit by Verbund at the site of our joint power plant Dürener in April 2015 and related expectations of higher maintenance and operating costs in the future. What I would like to say here is that we will undertake all necessary steps to exercise our contractual right to carry only part of the maintenance and operating costs. Total EBITDA amounted to 65.9 million euros and was 56.3% higher than in the first half of the previous year. EBIT rose by 14.8% to 21.6 million euros. In the next slide, I will talk about the developments in the Austrian energy trade and supply business. Energy sales volumes to end customers developed differently in the reporting period. First of all, we reported slightly lower heat and electricity sales volumes in all customer segments. However, higher natural gas sales volumes to commercial customers were more than offset by a reduced sales volume to household customers. In spite of this development, revenue rose 30.8% to 300.1 million euros. This increase was supported above all by the sale of the production from the Walsum power plant and increased activities in natural gas trading. Operating expenses increased in the reporting period. This was related mainly to the purchase of electricity generated by the Walsum power plant and the higher natural gas volumes used for the increased trading activities. In total, these factors led to a decrease of 3.6% in EBITDA to 66.7 million euros. EBIT totaled 58.3 million euros, which is 4.9% lower than in the previous year. Now let's continue with our network infrastructure Austria segment. In the course of the E-Control Commission's annual network tariff adjustments, EVN's electricity network tariffs were reduced in January by an average of 1%, natural gas network tariffs by an average of 3%. Electricity network distribution volumes rose 2.4% year-on-year to 4,261 gigawatt-hours. This resulted above all from higher demand by industrial customers and also from an increase in distribution volumes to households and commercial customers. Also, natural gas network distribution volumes rose across all customer groups in total by 7.5% to 10,363 gigawatt-hours. In part, this was due to the greater use of EVN's natural gas plants for network destabilization in Austria and Germany. Revenue fell in spite of the volume increase by 4% to €265.5 million in the first half of 2014-15. This was basically as a result of the network tariff reductions and the consequent decline in revenue from electricity network distribution. Higher revenue from natural gas network distribution and an increase in revenue from cable TV and telecommunication services could not compensate this development. All in all, operating results were below the prior year level. EBITDA fell to 3.8% to €132.2 million and EBIT reduced 77.2% to €80.5 million. On the next slide, I would like to show you the results in Southeast Europe. Our results in Southeast Europe were impacted by end customer price changes in the past and the current financial year. In Bulgaria, the previous series of tariff reductions in Bulgaria was followed by a slight 0.6% increase as of 1st July 2014. At the same time, though, electricity purchase costs were increased and the allowed margin for our local sales company was cut from 3% to 2%. However, as of the 1st of October 2014, the regulatory authority implemented a tariff increase of roughly 9.7% but also increased procurement costs. Our allowed supply margin was increased to 2.3%. In Macedonia, the regulatory raised electricity prices for end customers by 3.5% in July 2014. In contrast to this year's mild winter in Austria, temperatures in Southeast Europe were below the prior year's levels and consequently resulted in a weather-related increase in sales volumes. In the area of electricity generation, we reported an increase in volumes by 35.1% to 288 gigawatt hours. Above all, this was due to the increase in electricity production from renewable energy, which was supported by higher water flows in Macedonia. However, also thermal production at our cogeneration plant in Plovdiv in Bulgaria increased slightly. Revenue rose 7.4% to €581.3 million in the first half of 2014-15. Basically, this development was supported by the before-mentioned higher end customer prices in Bulgaria and Macedonia, as well as the weather-related increase in sales volumes. While operating expenses increased due to the regulatory decision regarding energy purchase costs, this could not offset the before-mentioned positive effects. On balance, EBITDA rose 40.5% to €51.1 million, and EBIT amounted to €20.5 million in comparison to €5.4 million in the previous year. Last but not least, I would like to mention our business development activities in Croatia. We are proud of the fact that with the commissioning of the gas distribution network in the city of Biograd, we are now the supplier of the all three major cities in the county of Zadar. Moreover, with the opening in the city of Dugopolje, at the beginning of May, we connected the first city in the county of Split Dalmatia to our gas distribution network. Now let's turn to our fifth segment, the environmental service segment. Segment revenues decreased by 3.4%, which was related to a lower volume of proceeded overdrafts in the international project business. On the positive side, we can report that we were able to increase our revenues in the field of drinking water supply and waste utilization in Lower Austria. The operating result was positively influenced by the conclusion of negotiations with the city of Moscow over the sodium hypochlorite plant project, which led to a sale of the shares in the property company for €250 million and consequently to an increase in other operating income. On the other hand, cost of materials increased due to an valuation allowance of €11 million recognized to the remaining aggregate components which are carried in inventories from the former project waste utilization plant number 1 in Moscow. This measure involved the flue gas cleaning aggregate, Aufbereinigungsanlage, which was adapted to meet the particular requirements of the city of Moscow. Based on recent market information, it turned out that it cannot be used for another purpose. However, segment EBITDA rose by 12.1% to €24.4 million and the results of operating activities by 44.8% to €11.2 million. In the international project business, we are currently working on 8 projects. In the reporting period, we commissioned plants in Poland, Romania, as well as in Cyprus, and started construction work on further plants in Montenegro and Romania. However, the already mentioned sodium hypochlorite plant in Moscow was successfully commissioned in March 2015 and transferred to the city ownership after the 72-hour test. In connection to the sale of the plant, the related hedge and the federal investment guarantee were terminated. In the area of drinking water supplies, EVN took over the management and operation of the water supply network for the community of Paudorf, including drinking water supplies for roughly 2,500 local residents as of January 2015. Furthermore, the commissioning process for the natural filter plant, which we built in the lower Austrian town Drösing, to reduce the hardness of the water by measuring means, started in December 2014. EVN also received the permit required by the Austrian Water Act for the construction of a similar plant in Zwentendorf and Azaya. In total, EVN currently supplies drinking water for more than 500,000 residents in lower Austria. On the next slide, I will get into more details on the development of our cash flows. Gross cash flow rose 1.8% to 305.7 million euros in the first half year, chiefly due to the increase in the results before income tax. Cash flow from operating activities, however, declined by 141 million euros to 209.4 million euros, which is related to changes in working capital. I would like to remind you here that the prior year was influenced by non-recurring effects. The events in the environmental service business in connection with the sale of the sodium hypochlorite led to a positive cash flow from investing activities of 95.5 million euros. Cash flow from financing activities totaling minus 300.4 million euros, which reflected the repayment of the financing for the sodium hypochlorite plant and the scheduled repayment of other financial liabilities. Also included here is the payment for the dividend of the 13-14 financial year. All in all, net change in cash and cash equivalents equaled 4.6 million euros. Now let's move on to our last slide regarding the outlook for the 14-15 financial year. The stable developments during the first 6 months led us to confirm our outlook for the 14-15 financial year, with group net result that is expected to exceed 12-13. The assumptions for energy sector developments over the remaining 6 months are based on long-term averages, and actual developments cannot be predicted with certainty. However, factors that could significantly influence group earnings are, on the one hand, the regulatory conditions, on the other hand, development in proceedings related to claims from the tariff decisions in Bulgaria and in connection with the Walsum power plant, as well as the progress of the activities in Moscow. Like in the previous years, our strategy follows its path of providing stability of results, generating a strong cash flow, and paying attractive dividends to our shareholders. We aim for that goal by building on our integrated business model, which is based on a stable and loyal customer base, which values our diversified portfolio of products and high-quality services, strong and efficient networks to safeguard the security of supply with our products, and not least, the solid capital basis, which allows us to make important investments for the future. Moreover, within the coming years, we plan to continue our consolidation course. Hereby, the current business as well as our current core markets will represent the focal points of our activities. Last but not least, we will further focus on the increasing the efficiency of our work from every point of view. Given the importance of our home region, Lower Austria, also represents the focal point of our investment program. Over 4 years, we are planning to invest 1 billion euros in the security of supply and the use of renewable energy. The core of our business remains in the operation of networks. Therefore, a large share of the investment will go into the expansion and modernization of our network infrastructure in Lower Austria. In the field of energy production, we will expand our renewable capacity. We plan to increase our installed wind power capacity to 300 megawatts within the next 2 to 3 years. One important milestone toward this goal was the construction of the wind park Protes Ollersdorf, which the opening last week, we increased our renewable capacity by 37 megawatts to 250 megawatts in total. In the area of water supply, we are going to make further investments too. In the reporting period, as mentioned before, we took over the water supply for the 2,500 inhabitants of the lower Austrian town Paudorf. This completes the summary of our first half year result of 14-15 financial year. I'm now looking forward to answering your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, press 9 star again. Please press 9 and star to state your questions. To raise a question, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. And the first question comes from Deborah Wilkins from Goldman Sachs. May we have your question, please?
Yes, good morning. I have three questions. The first is, could you just help us by taking us through the P&L and cash flow impacts from the disposal of the sodium hydrochloride plant in Moscow? The second question is, could you provide us an outlook for the year-end net debt versus where we are at the first half? And then my final question is, could you help us understand how the proposals to change the German reserve system might impact your business as you benefit currently from income from reserve? Do you think there's upside from that, or do you think that there's a risk to those revenue streams?
Okay, thanks a lot, Deborah. First of all, regarding the metal hypochlorite, as you know, we sold it for 250 million euros, and after deduction of the investment costs, a low double-digit EBIT contribution was achieved. Considering that we have there also hedging costs for the original long-term plan financing, as well as the costs of the investment guarantee, we have achieved a return on investment, which is common to the scale of this project. So, as you know, we have this kind of middle single-digit percentage, which we are aiming for. So we are fine with the selling of the project.
Regarding what's the cash flow number? Sorry, what's been booked in the cash flow?
250 million euros.
Okay, thank you.
And regarding the question of the net debt, it will be stable. So as you have seen, we are reducing the net debt over the last years, and regarding the expectation, it will be this 1.3 something billion euros at the end of September.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, regarding the German system, this is a very tricky question, as you can imagine. We are following very closely the development, and we see some going back and forward regarding lignite coal and the interest, the political interest, which you can see in Germany. At the end, under the bottom line, I think regarding our Walsum power plant, we are fine because it's new and it has relatively low infrastructure cost on these sites. So regarding the security of supply in Germany, the plant is from a geographic position and from the operations well positioned to be in the market if this situation is going to change. But I have problems to judge how the political debate also between the two major parties will develop in the upcoming weeks. What is reflected in this initiative, Mr. Gabriel, is that obviously they realize that they have to do something also to balance Germany's position regarding their environmental targets, which they are aiming for regarding the conference in Paris.
And in terms of the reserve, I mean, you currently benefit from proceeds from reserve.
What we see, there's a certain uncertainty regarding the years 2018 and following. So obviously, they even started now to ask for offers beyond the 17-18. So it goes in the direction 18-19-19-20. Regarding this initiative by the German grid operator, I think this is reflecting that they themselves are not knowing if there will be a consistent system for pricing of capacity in the future for the German power market, or if they will try at least to stabilize the situation on the short and midterm by having this kind of bilateral contract, which we are profiting from.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Teresa Schienwald from Raiffeisen Centrobank AG. May we have your question, please?
Hi, good morning. Three questions also from my side. The first on the order backlog in the environmental services segment. If you could please give us an update there. The second on the inventory in Moscow. If there is anything left that could be subject to revaluations. And thirdly, about the development, especially of the floating tariff customer segment, given that competitors, for example, Wien Energie, actively marketing this product?
Okay, this, first of all, the first question, the actual backlog of the existing project is around 67 million euros. After the clearance of the Moscow issues, we have management capacities now available in order to focus on international tender procedures in other countries, in other regions, and therefore we are heading and participating in the moment in different tenders outside of the Russian Federation. Regarding the inventory, the amount which is left is around 44 million euros, which is mainly already built part of the facility. The boiler has been built in the past, and which we are still keeping and which we want also to use in other projects now. And regarding the floating tariffs, as you know, and as we have developed over time, we developed to have different tariffs for different customer groups. So we try also to target the customers which have certain characteristics, and customers which are more oriented regarding exchange prices, for them we offer this floating project, because as you know, floating projects have two sides. They can go down and they can go up. So it's not for everyone, and therefore it's the targeting of the customer, and in the sense of a long-term customer relation, it's a sensitive issue.
Thank you.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. So for any additional questions, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. Mr. Šiškovits, there are no further questions.
Thank you.
Many thanks for attending today's conference call. Have a good day and goodbye.